I don't know, when I looked up, it was on the floor.
Oh. Did y'all ever make this when you were a kid?
Wine, yeah. We'd make muscadine wine. We'd make, there's a little small berry we call Moody's. I don't know what the name, what's the English name for that little black berry?
Oh, the little black berries.
Those little black berries, Moody's.
They stain you?
They stain real bad, and when the robins come from the north and they eat those berries, it gets them drunk.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what it would be. It's not elderberries.
We call them black. We call them
It's a little tiny blackberry, and it's when it gets real ripe.
Is that like a wild cherry?
It might be a little wild cherry.
A little tiny.
Y'all have them here?
A kind.
Huh?
A purple little bee.
Did you have that tree here?
Yeah, we have them here down the lane. There's some on it now. They're red.
They're not good.
Whenever you squish them, it just stains your hand. Red, red, red.
But we make muscadine wine, I guess, would probably be the most popular.
Okay. Any other things folks would make?
They'd make white mule.
White mule, that's right. We mentioned that. Home brewed.
So. Mm-hmm. They'd make beer. Judy's brother used to make his own beer. Remember that? He left some in the closet once and blew up on.
Yeah. You said she was a city girl?
Yeah.
You're from?
I'm from Houston, big city.
Oh, I see.
We call that the city.
Because
I'm from the country. They have country and city. She was a also, you know.
Yeah. You were named, let's see. Who were you named? Well, I mean, you're named Bruce.
Right.
It came from, was it your father's name? Were you named?
No, my father's name was Lindsay. I wasn't named after anyone or for any special reason. I just was handy to use.
Did you tell me your father was born here or?
Right. My father was born here.
Okay.
Now his father was from Germany, wasn't he?
Yeah. I didn't get that. How far did you go back there? In other words, how long were your folks, Mask, how long your folks were born? I mean, how long they had been in the area?
My dad was born over here. My mother was born here.
Okay.
Now my mother's French.
She was born in the parish.
She was born in Evangeline Parish.
Okay.
So was my daddy, so was I.
That's right, that's Shetanya's Evangeline
Parish. Mm-hmm.
Now, the male horse was called what did you call the male horse?
Spal. You talking about the French word?
No, just the English.
Stud horse?
Okay. Did men say that around women, or in other words, would they? Okay.
Or would they use a more pleasant word?
Well, you are
a stallion.
Yeah. Y'all rode a lot?
Did the kids ride? Oh yeah, we had horses since we were real small children, you know. The horses we used for work, and we'd also ride them all summer long, and we'd water boy with them, that sort of stuff. But we rode horses a lot. We had a lot of cattle. When I was a child, I guess my daddy may have had 200, they call them mad vache, that was 200 mother cows. Let's see. What would you say, 200 mother cows, I guess?
You said he had 200?
Matavosh.
Okay. 200 head?
No, it was way under 200 head, but it was 200 mother cows.
Oh.
He wouldn't count the calves as part of his herd or the bulls. It was 200 mother cows.
Okay. Now, a cow would go to the woods when she was going to, usually, say the cow was expecting a calf.
Yeah.
When she'd
go to calf.
Okay, she'd go to the woods.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well, you see, all the woods was just all open land. Anybody had the right to turn their cattle loose there.
And
as long as you didn't fence your property off, you could expect other people's cattle to run on your property.